Dark Hunter here for Praise 100.9 and 92.7. I am here talking to the Dr. Patrick C. Graham. He is the president and CEO of the Urban League of Central Carolinas Incorporated. Today, they're having an event, the Gantt Day of Opportunity, in conjunction with the Urban League. This is in celebration of the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. So, Dr. Graham, tell us a little bit about everything going on today.
Well, today is the Day of Opportunity, and it is actually a celebration of the March on Washington. It's 50th anniversary, and the release of our new public policy agenda to deal with education, economics, health, civic engagement, and social justice. And it will be held at Park Ministries, 6029 Bailey Ford Road at 6 p.m. right here in Charlotte.
Okay. And I know you guys are focusing on education, economics, health, social justice, and civil engagement. Tell us a little bit about why you guys are focusing on the five main areas for family and youth in this.
Well, what's so important is first, education. We really have to do something, particularly in North Carolina educational system. We are ranked 46th in the nation in terms of investment per student, and we need to get ourselves back into at least the top 20% in this nation. We have one of the greatest college systems, and we need a great feeder system developed from our K-12 all the way through college. The other thing is on the economics, we have to do something about jobs. We're number 5 in the nation in terms of unemployment, and we need more jobs and entrepreneurial opportunities, particularly in communities that face grave disparities, if we're going to be competitive in a global economy. And what's very important is that we also make sure that the civic life of people is well, along with their economic and educational life. So we want to make sure that voting rights are a priority for us. And we really need to relook at the recent voting bill that was passed in our state legislature, because it really does prevent more people from getting to the polls. And we want to make sure that that doesn't occur. So what's interesting is that many of the issues that we faced in 1963 here on the anniversary are many of the issues that we are still facing today. Things have gotten better, but we still have the widest gap in wealth than we've had in our history. And so these issues are all important to that.
With this event, is it going to be a free to the public, out in the community and about?
It is. It's free to the public. You can just simply come and walk in. We will have speakers, obviously, that day. We also have some entertainment, but also the release of this new public policy agenda, which I think is going to be very crucial to what we do over the next 2 years. We really have a lot of work to do, and we want to keep the momentum going. And I'm really happy to say, too, that the planning committee for this event.
What else do you have in store for the upcoming year with your project of Urban League?
Well, we're going to continue with some of our national certification programs. We've been able, through our partnership with Carolina Premier and the Bank of Urban League of Central Carolinas, to lend now, since November, $2.7 million to minority business. So we want to keep a focus on lending to minority business so they can actually hire people in communities. We will be launching an entrepreneurial effort for those under 30. So that's going to be a very big program and step for us in trying to get financial stability into communities. And so those are going to be some of the main focus areas over the course of the year, in addition to some of the advocacy around the public policy. And I'm happy to say that most of the people who are involved in the public policy planning are just individual community members. They're not necessarily all affiliated with organizations. They are just people who are concerned about the present and the future.
Again, tell the people where this event is taking place and what time.
It is at Park Ministries, Bailey Ford Road. So that's at 6029 Bailey Ford Road, Charlotte, North Carolina.